Good morning and welcome to the Daily Pour Over, where our responsibility is simply to keep you informed. I won't tell you what to think, just give you the information you need. I'm your host, Pierce Crawford, and if you want to support the show, please consider giving us a follow on your preferred podcasting platform. Being a resource to you is all the thanks we need. Now, on with the show for Thursday, March 28, 2024. The New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has placed a pause on enacting Texas Border Security Law SB 4 until the state's appeal of a judge ruling blocking the law runs its course. SB 4 would make it a state crime to re-enter Texas from a foreign country, with a penalty of up to 20 years in prison for violators. The Biden administration has stood firm, stating immigration is the exclusive province of the federal government, that the Texas law would upend enforcement of complex U.S. laws that establish procedures for deportation and allow migrants to apply for asylum and other legal statuses. This comes as over 100 migrants rushed and broke through the razor wire and knocked over border guards to illegally cross into El Paso last Thursday. On Tuesday afternoon, two planes carrying roughly 200 members of the Texas Tactical Border Force landed and deployed to El Paso, Texas. El Paso Mayor Oscar Lizar, a Democrat, pushed back on the action, stating, "You're talking about the National Guard. It's something that we didn't request and we won't request from the state of Texas." The story is developing. Marilyn Lanes, a Democrat, flipped an Alabama state House seat in a special election yesterday by 25 percentage points. Her campaign ran on abortion and IVF access, which has become a topic of debate in the state, as just in February, the Alabama Supreme Court issued a ruling stating that embryos created through in vitro fertilization, or IVF, should be considered children. In response to the backlash, the Alabama legislature passed a law giving IVF clinics criminal and civil immunity, with Governor Kay Ivory, a Republican, signing it. It did not address, however, embryos' legal status. In all, Marilyn Lanes' victory will not change the power in the state, for Republicans have supermajorities in both the House and the Senate. Amazon yesterday put in an additional $2.75 billion into AI startup Anthropic, bringing the total investment to $4 billion. Under the deal, Anthropic will use AWS as its primary cloud provider, with Amazon's custom chips for its AI models. AWS customers such as Delta Airlines and Siemens will gain access to models on the Amazon service called Bedrock. The Dutch Hyperloop Center aims to advance futuristic transport technology. A 420-meter white steel low-pressure tube that runs along the rail line in northern Netherlands will involve capsules on a magnetic field, reaching speeds up to 700 kilometers an hour, or 435 miles per hour. The center director, Sasha LeMay, expects the first Hyperloop route to be ready by 2030. Kansas legislators passed a bill on Tuesday requiring providers to ask patients a series of 11 questions on why they want to terminate a pregnancy, and then report the answer to the state. A woman would not be required to answer, however. The Senate bill was approved in a 27-13 decision after it was already passed by the House last month. Governor Laurel Kelly, a Democrat, is expected to veto the bill as she has been a strong supporter of abortion rights. The chamber will need a two-thirds majority to override the veto. The Biden administration announced yesterday that they approved a $1.52 billion loan guaranteed to aid in the restarting of a Michigan nuclear power plant. Holtec International will revive the nuclear power plant in Covert Township, Michigan, which is located on the shore of Lake Michigan that shut down in May 2022. The loan guarantee is conditional on the facility receiving regulatory approvals and fulfilling other requirements as well, as the company will need to keep the plant going till 2051. Joseph Lieberman, the Democrat-turned-independent senator and former vice presidential nominee in 2000, dies at age 82. He served the state of Connecticut from 1989 till 2013. Achievements in his career include the bipartisan amendment in 1990 of the Clean Air Act, beefing up federal regulation on pollutants. Joseph was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket and would have been the first Jewish vice president in the event Al Gore won the presidency. His support for gay rights, civil rights, abortion rights, and environmental causes earned praise from liberals at times. Controversially, though, he was almost picked as the Arizona senator and Republican presidential nominee McCain's vice president pick. McCain only chose Palin due to conservative blowback. Lieberman did back McCain over Obama for president, stating in the Senate during the 3.5 years that Senator Obama has been a member, he has not reached across party lines to accomplish anything significant, nor has he been willing to take on powerful interest groups in the Democratic Party to get something done. In 2008, Lieberman would receive the U.S. Senator John Hines Award for greatest public service by an elected or appointed official. The Sacramento City Council voted unanimously on Tuesday to declare California's capital a sanctuary city for transgender people. The resolution will go into immediate effect that would guarantee no city resources would enforce laws restricting access to, quote, gender-affirming healthcare for transgender minors or adults from other states. This comes on the backs of 24 states since 2021 that have passed legislation limiting access to puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. California has been a leader in protecting the rights of transgender individuals to access care, but many states across the nation are moving in the opposite direction, the resolution states, in preparation of future legislation that may criminalize those providing or seeking gender-affirming care. And given the council's stated values of equality and inclusion, it is important for the city of Sacramento to be proactive in reiterating our commitment to transgender rights and equal protections for transgender people by declaring ourselves a sanctuary city and a place of safety for transgender people. This decision will obviously see blowback, and we'll see where it develops. The New York City Council this week asked the state's highest court to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. This law would allow 800,000 non-citizens with green cards the ability to vote. City Council spokesperson Randy Desmores said that empowering New Yorkers to participate in our local democratic processes can only strengthen New York City by increasing civic engagement. Mayor Eric Adams back in 2022 showed support, saying, "I believe allowing the legislation to be enacted is by far the best choice and look forward to bringing millions more into the democratic process." Staten Island President Vito Vasella, who filed a legal challenge against the law with other lawmakers, stated in plain English, "The New York State Constitution says only citizens have the right to vote in these elections. The city council has no authority to do what they did." That is all the time we have today, and to just stay informed on the latest, follow the show wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening to The Daily Pour Over, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.